This is Day to Day. Coming up, two elections, two different outcomes for strongman politics around the world. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, our political strongman, NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. He woke up in Des Moines this morning.
But by now, he's already back at NPR headquarters in Washington.
And back with us for his regular Monday conversation on Day to Day. Ron, welcome.
It's good to be with you both.
So the Iowa caucuses are 1 month from today, and that's where you were, and things are changing there. We've been hearing for several weeks about the surging fortunes of Republican Mike Huckabee and Democrat Barack Obama. There are new polls out, Ron. Give us the numbers.
Yes, it's an ice-covered Iowa that I've just come from, but it's still pretty warm there. And part of the reason is because of these tightening polls. The Des Moines Register yesterday reported that Mike Huckabee, who has been way down in the weeds throughout the campaign year, has in the last month leaped up and is now in the lead. He has 29% to Mitt Romney's 24%. Mitt Romney's been camped out and spending a large amount of money in Iowa all year long, and now Mike Huckabee has come up 17 points since the beginning of October. So that's a suddenly closing race in which Huckabee has actually opened a little bit of a lead. I saw former Governor Huckabee this morning before I left Des Moines. He is energized. He is very eager to pursue this. And over on the Democratic side, you have a race in which statistically it's a tie. Both the Obama campaign and the Clinton campaign can claim in different polls that they're ahead, but Obama is ahead by a few points in this new Des Moines Register poll that came out yesterday.
Well, Senator Clinton certainly taking notice in Iowa yesterday. She said that Senator Obama has been misleading voters on his health care plan. Plus, she said he's misused early campaign funds. And so a reporter asked, is she saying that he has a character problem?
And here is part of her response, quote, "It's beginning to look like that. It really is where we can't get a straight answer on health care, where somebody runs on ethics and not taking money from certain people is found to have at least skirted, if not violated, FEC rules and to use lobbyists and PAC money to do so." Ron, that them sounds like fighting words. That's pretty rough, huh?
The Clinton campaign, starting with the candidate, has been getting quite tough with Obama in just the last few days, and they're going right at his strong suit, which is the sense of him being a high-minded idealist as opposed to a hard-nosed politician. So they're looking at the ad where he says, I'm going to cover all the costs, and I'm going to make sure that everyone is covered. All right, universal coverage, as they call it in the healthcare world. And, of course, the Clinton campaign says you can't do that unless you have a mandate. And there is no apparent mandate in the Obama plan, a mandate by which everyone would be required to have health insurance. And, by the way, John Edwards says very much the same thing. And John Edwards is just a few points behind in Iowa. He's still right up in there with the leaders. There are a couple of other issues that are going after Obama on. He says he's not the kind of person who wanted to be president for years and years and years and ran and ran and ran. Obviously comparing himself to Hillary. Well, they've gone back and found an essay he wrote in kindergarten and another essay he wrote in third grade in which he said, when I grow up, I want to be president. And they've also found a lot of other evidence that he had been thinking about it for a long time. And they're also going after him for some of his financing of other candidates, giving money to other politicians in key states. And they're going after him as that being a violation of the spirit, if not the letter, of some of the campaign finance laws. So they're really showing they're not going to take Obama's contrasting anymore.
Kindergarten. Well, she is ahead in the polls elsewhere, New Hampshire and South Carolina. So, Ron, if she loses Iowa, is she saved by those other states?
That certainly would be her strategy. But the inevitability, the sense that Hillary has to win these early events, is certainly being challenged even now by the polls and would be rocked if suddenly Obama were to win Iowa, or even if he were to virtually tie her in Iowa. That would really throw a wrench into her plans. That, however, would be tested immediately just 5 days later in New Hampshire to see whether or not the bounce from Iowa was enough to overcome her really quite commanding lead in that state.
Ron, there is a Democratic debate tomorrow in Iowa, and we'll note NPR and Iowa Public Radio are going to air these Democratic candidates. It's hosted by Robert Siegel, Michelle Norris, and Steve Inskeep. There's been a lot of criticism of debates in recent weeks. What is NPR doing to make this better?
We're going to concentrate on a relatively limited number of issues. It's going to be a substantive discussion. We're going to encourage the candidates, force really the candidates, to have a meaningful discussion and interchange with each other. It won't be like the television debates.
No diamonds and pearls question for Hillary?
No guitarists.
NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving, with us again from Washington. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you both.